You are listening to Water Online Radio, broadcasting from AWWA ACE 2013, live in Denver, Colorado. This show is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water industry professionals to make informed decisions. WaterOnline.com. Now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning from Denver. This is day three of AWWA ACE 13 and Water Online Radio. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Todd Youngblood. Todd, I think we're going to learn something with this one.
I think so. We've got an old radio guy, too, on our hands.
Yeah,
so we've got to be careful.
We're going to lose our jobs.
We may get thrown out.
Yeah, yeah. Say hello to Rick Van Sant. He's the president and CEO of UV Pure Technologies. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, Rick. Before we get into a conversation, take a quick sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
As it relates to the water industry, I've been leading UV Pure Technologies for about 12 years since pre-commercial days to today, where we've got about 16,000 reference sites globally.
Well, that's pretty impressive. And yes, Todd, we're at risk with that voice. That sounds real good. Rick, go deep on UV Pure Technologies. What do you do? How do you serve in your market?
Well, the company makes differentiated and advantaged UV purification systems, so using UV energy to disinfect water, whether it's drinking or wastewater, rainwater, reuse, for applications up to about 1 million gallons a day. So we focus on what would be considered smaller applications in this crowd, like schools, hospitals, small communities, and some unique applications like aerospace, where we're the disinfection technology for water brought on board all the new Boeing 787 Dreamliners.
Huh. What kind of changes have you seen in the market over the last 5 years? I would think serving the smaller customers, you probably get a heck of a lot more variety that you've got to deal with. But what kind of trends are you seeing there?
We do that, and there are probably three major trends that we observe in the industry. Fortunately, they're all positive for UV Pure Technologies, but one is clearly a move away from traditional chemical disinfection, usually chlorine or a chlorine-like chemical, to non-chemical disinfection. A, because it's more efficient and effective, and B, because it doesn't carry the risk of creating carcinogens. So that means that the beneficiaries of those trends would be membrane systems and UV systems that don't create any risk associated with their processes and are more effective. So that's one, chemicals to non-chemicals. Number two, and it really goes to your question, is a move globally away from the huge centralized facilities that cost so much and are so complex and take hundreds of miles of piping and infrastructure to either bring water, wastewater to, or move treated drinking water away from, to decentralized treatment. So more smaller, less expensive, less complex treatment centers that are further and further dispersed in markets, whether it's developed or developing. And that what goes along with that is the third trend, which is really a move to remote management. So smarter technology that can be remotely managed via computers and by exception rather than having outriders jump in vehicles and drive all over.
You indicated, Rick, that UV Pure Technologies was poised nicely to ride those trends. Talk about that a little more in depth.
Well, we treat small applications, so up to 1 million gallons a day. We work with the companies that are focusing on what I call distributed treatment. So the smaller applications, whether it's potable water or wastewater treatment, closer to where it's used or closer to where the waste is created, and a much less expensive and yet smarter treatment. Our systems are the only UV systems that use multiple sensors, so we're able to completely diagnose what's happening with the treatment of water and the disinfection, the reduction or deactivation of pathogens, and make that information available in a web-enabled Wi-Fi environment or remotely so that they can be, they're intelligent systems, in other words. And clearly, we're not adding chemicals to water. We're, in fact, pretty environmentally neutral. We don't put anything in, don't take anything out. So UV is a green technology, if you will, not creating risk associated with chemicals that have traditionally been used for disinfection.
Rick, I'm curious about this trend you mentioned of the move to more decentralized, smaller plants away from the huge water treatment plants and the financial implications of that. I mean, a simple-minded look at it says I ought to build fewer, bigger, would be less expensive. I mean, it's not that simple, I understand. So yeah. Enlighten me a little bit.
Well, here's one approach to it. There are lots of ways that you would measure expense in water treatment. One of them is, you know, a relationship between where the value is added and how much of that value is actually accretive to users. So take a great big central drinking water plant, for example, where you've got a huge capital infrastructure of pipes and the plant itself, and you're adding all the value and taking, I don't know, roughly a third of the energy that typically municipalities use to treat that water, and then you're pushing it through pipes that leak. And at the end of the day, a very low percentage of water is used to actually drink. A higher percentage, but still small, is used for other purposes, having been treated. So this is a very inefficient approach to adding value at a central point and then pushing it through a pipe system. There may or may not be efficient, and an end use that is probably 1% drinking water and the rest used for cooking or other purposes or watering lawns or whatever, that really does need to be treated to that level. So in certain jurisdictions, water is perhaps treated centrally but to a lower level of efficacy, pushed out through pipes and then stepped up to potable water, but only where it's really needed as potable water. Or, even more efficient, water is treated close to where it's needed by systems that are much less expensive, don't require huge buildings, and can be remotely managed.
Rick, you know, I listened to what you just said, and it makes perfect sense. I mean, taking a very holistic look at the total cost of the water treatment. I mean, decentralized makes more sense. Is that clear to everybody? I mean, the folks you're talking to, how much education do you need to do of your customer base on those kinds of economic considerations?
Well, we're... I have two answers to that question.
Okay.
The first is...
The polite one and the not polite one.
This industry is not for the faint of heart, and it's not for the impatient, so it takes a long time for new or differentiated technology to actually meet the marketplace. A long time for a company like ours with advantaged but differentiated technology to get from new and therefore risky and unproven to, with 16,000 installations and the customer base that we have, I guess we must work. So therefore now we can start to add to that conversation. But generally speaking, we're not missionaries in the market. We have a better UV technology, and so we are usually in a sort of share of sale discussion rather than the way it ought to look.
Well, speaking of unique technologies, we'd love to hear more about the Crossfire technology. Tell us about the advantages of that.
Yeah, so Crossfire technology is kind of like our Intel Inside. It's the basket of patented features and therefore the benefits that our systems have that are unique in our industry. So we have an architecture that is dramatically different and advantaged. And as a marketing guy, I'd say it's great to be better. It's great to be different, but when you're both, that's pretty cool. So we put water through a quartz tube because it's transparent to UV energy, but inside the tube rather than outside like all other UV systems. And that enables us to use a mechanical self-cleaning device to keep the quartz from fouling, and therefore our spec range is actually 10 times broader than other conventional UV systems. It does need to be cleaned. It's an automatic process. Then we put lamps in air, so they're air-cooled. That's important because they don't lose output when they overheat. We surround them with elliptical reflectors. So we're reusing the energy that the lamps are creating, and we get about 2.5 times the power for the same amount of electricity as conventional systems. And then we use multiple sensors, not a single sensor, so we can actually tell what's going on in the system. All that's available real time. Or if something were to go wrong, we have full diagnostics. So as an example, in the illustration I made earlier of our systems on board the Boeing 787, they're tied into the glass cockpit. So as the water is brought on board the plane, the pilots see what the process looks like. They know the water is safe. And that's our differentiation. We're self-cleaning, much more efficient. Quartz doesn't foul, doesn't need to be replaced. And we're smart rather than dumb like conventional single-sensor systems. That's Crossfire technology.
Is that all? Is that
That's
all?
Yeah. We could do a whole show on that.
That is really something.
Fascinating. Well, Rick, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about UV Pure Technologies?
UVPure.com is the best, or at wateronline.com.
Outstanding. Rick Van Sant, the president and CEO of UV Pure Technologies. Rick, it was great to have you. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. On behalf of our guest, Rick Van Sant, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, and all of us at Water Online, stick around for another exciting conversation. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.